Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned the Afyur of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we learned about today include a continuation of a discussion regarding the laws of Arla and how to calculate the 3 years of prohibition. A machlekes regarding whether Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana, one day in the year is considered an entire year, regarding various halachas. A discussion regarding the machlekes of whether the world was created Tishrei or in Nisan, and how that relates to various halachas as well. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learned about include Arla. It is forbidden to derive any benefit from the fruit produced by a fruit tree in the first 3 years following its planting. These fruits are called Arla. Revai, fruit that grows in the fourth year following the 3 years of Arla are called Revai. The Torah calls these fruits Kodesh, and they must be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there in the state of purity. There is a machlekes in the Gemara where the Revai refers to all fruits, Net Revai, or only to grapes, Kerem Revai. Nida. By Torah law, a woman is considered a Nida for 7 days from the onset of her menstruation period, whether it took a few days or lasted for the entire 7 days. At the end of 7 days, she may immerse in the mikveh after nightfall to become pure. However, today, women consider themselves to be Zavis, and therefore, whenever they see blood, they must count 7 clean days following the 5th day from when the bleeding began, and only then may they immerse themselves in the mikveh to become pure.